Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be discussing a topic today that touches almost everyone. What is that topic? It is pain. But a topic that too frequently is not addressed is that of addiction. And sadly, my family and many, many millions of others' families have been affected by pharmaceuticals creating an addiction because of pain treatment. How do we resolve this? Do we have any options? Is this something that we just have to accept? Can we do something about it? Well, my guest today, Lou Paradise, who is the founder and president of the topicalbiomedics.com, this is a man who has dedicated his life to being able to relieve pain, because this is something that he's been involved with. But today we're going to be talking about this insidious epidemic that has gripped so many people in the United States, and it is a silent gripper. It's not something that people want to talk about or they even think that they have a problem with. I want to welcome to the Donna Sebo Show, Lou Paradise. Lou, it's a delight to talk to you.
As well, Donna, thank you so much. You know, as I always have felt very strongly, it is such a privilege and honor to spend time with your invaluable programming and information education and empowerment program for so many thousands of and hundreds of thousands of people who've listened all over the world now. And I'm delighted to make a contribution to your sterling efforts in getting people well, and how genuinely and warmly you've brought these things to the airwaves and beyond. And thank you so very, very much for allowing me the privilege of spending some time with you today.
You're more than welcome, Lou. I have found that in my counseling, I have encountered people dealing with issues, and for a moment I'd like to address the elderly, where the elderly are given so many times abundance of medication. Many times when people get older into their 70s or their 80s, and even now in their 90s, because people are living so much longer, they have multiple physical issues. And medications are given out. And I was talking with a client not too long ago who said, Donna, I'm so concerned. I have two members in my family. I have a mother and I have an aunt. And they're both addicted to oxycodone. And she said, I cannot convince them that they need to be aware of this. She said, it's as if they just can't even cope with it. And her aunt especially was having a very difficult time trying to sleep. So she's actually developed the addiction because she uses it as a sleep aid, but then it's presenting other problems. Lou, you're so much involved with pain because of your own personal experiences, but I think that this is an issue that is becoming more and more prevalent. In your experience, because you developed a product, Topperson, that enables people to deal with pain, how is this being addressed? What can we do to help those people that have developed these addictions? And like I said, right now it's with the elderly, but this isn't just with the elderly, it's with the young. It's with people of all ages. Tell me what your experience has been with this and what you think we can do about it.
You know, one of the things that's very unfortunate is that addiction abuse has been prevalent in the United States, and in fact, the combination of OxyContin and there are sometimes it's also a Vicodin combination, Oxy with sedatives. 86% of the consumption of a combination of OxyContin and sedatives, which is very common. Just the issues that you suggest, the person in pain needs to sleep, they have depression or whatever it may be, 86% of the worldwide consumption of that combination is consumed right here in the United States of America. I looked at this a long, long time ago because back in 1994 when we started, you know, as a combat veteran, a Marine Corps combat veteran, two rotations helicopter combat missions, medevac rescue missions in Vietnam, I am very sensitive to the issues of veterans and for all kind of veterans and their families. One of the first tests that we had of our products was to look at unresolved pain and also to look at how we can help the community. The VA and medical centers have limited amount of things they can actually do, as much as there are some very dedicated people there. And when we looked how easy it was for someone to get addicted back then to morphine, Darvon, Davoset, those older medications, and even methadone for that matter, let alone heroin or whatever, it was because people had pain issues, they had sleep issues, they had nightmares, they had all sorts of other things that traumatically have set their life on edge or upside down. When we started to really look at what was going on and unraveling all of it, we began to realize how easy it was for anybody to get these kinds of pain pills. And, of course, Oxy is another story altogether, and this is a very, very serious epidemic, really, in the United States, according to OSHA and practically every government agency, that a person doesn't know how addictive these products are and or how many people have addictive personalities, that now all of a sudden they take them even for a few days or a week, and they're so incredibly addicted they will completely go bonkers without them. And because those kinds of opiates actually rewire you to have responses in your chemistry and your chemical reactions to things very differently, including personality changes and whatever. And so if we don't deal with the first issues, what's happening to cause somebody to have a need for these and try to minimize them even having the first experience with them, and within the last probably, 5 or 6 years, major medical centers in the country, and especially in New York City where we do a lot of our work, and of course some of the most scripted conservative world known hospitals, our products have become the alternative actual standard, mainstay standard for people to use our products before they even go to addiction and addictive medications. But look at what happens in our society with regard to Oxy, especially. Look at the robberies that are going on and people breaking into pharmacies, not stealing money. Mm-hmm. They're stealing all these scripted medicines and killing people to get them. So this is not something, that's a little tiny problem with this handful of people. This is a very significant national problem, and I believe a national crisis based on everything the government is actually saying about it. So we're not even talking about the difference between a holistic approach and a medical conventional approach. We're talking about a whole understanding of what we need to do to unravel this whole addictive situation and what we could start doing about it.
I know that this is critical. Here in Seattle, we have had break-ins into doctors' facilities, into pharmacies. There have been all kinds of behavioral situations, and I really think, having had some police background in my working experience, today's world there is so much of this that goes on that law enforcement often doesn't know what it's going to be coming in contact, especially if you have someone that is in the withdrawal patterning of addiction. Mm-hmm. And many times family members are just traumatized. And it's very devastating because it creates, like you said, it rewires the brain. And when you go back into history, when you go back into the history of China, and when the Britons, when the Brits introduced opiates into China, it created such a change culturally within their environment. They tried to outlaw it. They had the Opium War, and it was such an economic plus that eventually the Chinese lost the war, even though they battled very, very hard, and they tried to outlaw it. So we're not unlike that same scenario at this time because it's affecting so many levels, and the reports that have been coming out about how 1 in 3 Americans suffer from some kind of a pain, it costs approximately $70 billion This is a report that is in the Merrick manual. The American Chronic Pain Association brought this information out. So you have this phenomenal statement. Yet people are going about their everyday lives. They're doing the best they can with what they have. And I have an empathy with some physicians, too, because they have a patient that's in pain. And that is something that's really a challenge. Now, I know that your product, Topperson, is an incredible product because my husband has been using it. He's been going through some very difficult times physically, and this has given him tremendous relief. I've known of other people that have used it. And it's homeopathic, and it's safe. But when we're dealing with a situation like addiction, the toxicity, what have you learned in your research about the toxicity effect on the body with these medications?
You know, a good deal of the problems that happen with these kinds of medications can adversely affect. In fact, I think there was somewhere between, you know, the simple part of it was 23 to 24% of the people taking it will have drowsiness and dizziness. Probably somewhere around, 50% will have respiratory ailments. 23% will have gastrointestinal ailments and psychiatric ailments. Dermatologic ailments as well, and hepatic, you know, side effects that affect liver enzymes. Cardiovascular side effects that can actually cause them cause more damage because of the nature of what it does to deregulate not only the heart and the electrical system, but also how it depletes the body of essential minerals, which are imperative for making the magnesium, calcium, boron transfers that are essential in keeping the regular heartbeat and keeping a good muscle relaxation and contraction, a normal muscle movement. So it affects every part of the body, and some severe effects we've heard from, you know, difficulty in breathing, irregular heartbeat, hallucinations, dizziness, drowsiness, lightheadedness, of course, stomach pain, nausea, vision changes, and ultimately personality changes. So we're talking about, you know, issues that have these effects, and of course, the big thing that has to happen right away is anybody who suspects their parent or loved one, their child, their son, daughter, mom, dad, grandma, whoever, cousins, good friends, may be suffering from addiction and having these kinds of issues, and they're starting to lose their place, and they're not focusing, they're changing, they're irritable, they're reclusive, all of those things, really have to start having interventions, a good family intervention just for that individual person. And I think the issue really is going back to their medical doctors and their pharmacists and helping them to see much better ways of getting off of those kinds of drugs and to be able to deal with the bottom line issue as to why they began them to begin with. I mean, we find that, believe it or not, I was kind of surprised that when it comes to Vicodin as another part of this whole addiction gate entry, if you will, that dentists were more likely to just subscribe it for any of their patients going through normal, you know, dental processes, let alone extractions. Again, this the amount of money that's involved in what people gain from the using these or getting these products and selling them on the black market has gotten people who used to sell heroin. I mean, it just sounds crazy to me, but it's totally true because we've checked it out. Again, having a lot of police in and around our lives on a very regular basis, EPA people as well, that they're saying that there are people who had been felons coming out of prison who were pushing, you know, illegal drugs, and that now they're making a lot more money stealing, you know, Oxy and Vicodin, these kinds of stuff, and putting them out on the street, on the, you know, as a part of, like you had mentioned before, about young people getting high. Took a look at the state of Florida and the Oxy Expressway. It's a corridor of I-95. where there were nine times pill mills and doctors who are not doing the right thing as well. And that's not every doctor, but there are certain select people who are making a ton of money by moving from place to place. They indicated in that area alone that they were prescribing nine times more OxyContin alone than every other state combined in terms of.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, in terms of it was an expose that you could actually look it up and look. I think it was called the Oxy Expressway or something like that. It's a corridor right on I-95 in Florida, one of the most crazy addicted places. When you take a look at the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, especially the Northwest, where, you know, the sun isn't out there, and of course that does change the complexion of things, and people want to escape kind of, you know, this is easy to see these addictive situations. The shame of it is some of the most beautiful, hardworking, amazing people on the planet Earth have found themselves in a real bad place with these kinds of products, not even knowing, had no desire to be addicted. They were just trying to get rid of their pain and didn't know any better way to do it. Or they were trying to get rid of some heartache or some mental, you know, issue that was just bothering them to death. And with all the economic things going on and rebellions and that normal kind of stuff in the family, that become so far more acute and more sensitive, a lot of people are caving under that and don't realize that they're going to be in big worse trouble by going in that direction. And since it's so prevalent all over the place, and, you know, the thing that's sick to me most about this, Donna, is sick as sick can possibly be. You know, Purdue Pharma, the one who brought OxyContin to the FDA and got it passed, the situation there was they had passed that. They had gone to the FDA saying that there was, you know, increased, it appeared the only risk for the product was maybe some sleeplessness or rarely some respiratory ailments, but the product itself they described would absolutely be safe because it was not very addictive. You could manage it easily. A person could get on and off it as they needed, and that there would be very little withdrawal symptoms. Of course, the product became so incredibly popular because it was positioned as a product that would be far less problematic than all the other opiates in the marketplace. And of course, it turned out that it was far more problematic than all the opiates, and everybody was taking it. That company was actually taken to court and paid a $634 million fine. I think some people actually went to jail or not, but, you know, think about that. They paid a $634 million fine, and yet the product is still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they lied to the FDA. To me, I mean, you know, if you and I ever did anything like that, a millionth of something like that, I think we'd be in jail to the point where they'd have the
right.
Donna Sebo section and the Lou Paradise section. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and so if we don't take the time to check as to why in the world does our population seem to have this propensity to get high and to get high on anything and everything in one aspect of it. The working class person, according to all OSHA reports and all the reports even coming out of the CDC, is for the first time in history illegal or illegally used prescription medicine is more problematic in the workplace as far as addiction than all of the street drugs combined for the first time in the United States history. And the fact that it is at the core of more automobile accidents than alcohol for the first time in history. So this is not a small issue, and it certainly is a shame how it so adversely and so quickly devastates people's lives. And there's an answer to this, you know, and there's a way to unravel it and to get people back to the point of where they can get off these miserable things and enjoy their life, getting, you know, doing the things they love with the people they love with, you know, their sanity intact, their life process intact, and to be able to get on with it. And I'm not suggesting that it's some simple, you know, it's simple, but it is not easy, but it is doable. And the reason I know that personally is we have had this effect on major populations of people, especially on the VA center. And there's a cool, very humbling story with one of the big VA centers down in the Carolinas, where we've been working with them for, goodness, 14 years. We found out the outpatients had this terrible problem, which is not unusual, of being addicted to Vicodin and Lorazepam and Percocet and, of course, Oxy eventually. And we went down to take a look at to see what we could do that would be furtherance to that. And, of course, unresolved pain was one issue. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, of course, had some things to do with that. But the traumatic issue about their families falling apart, no jobs. I mean, how in the heck can you think straight if you're on all these narcotic medications and nobody's treating any of the cause of your issues?
Right.
So we started to look at that. For 4 years, we did a program. And at the end of the 4 years, six months ago, the last report came to us that because of the fact that we got involved with the community, we helped people to understand how they could look at this, how to, the alternatives as to what to do as far as resolving the pain issue, resolving the critical issue of how in that world can you get people back to engaging in life and work possibly if they're, you know, half in the bag and their life is completely falling apart. And I have to be, I can only say this as humbly, and it just something that just humbles me to no end, that 80% of those people who were addicted, completely addicted to narcotic opiate medication after using Toprasin and a lot of the other things it had indicated to them within their community, 80% of that group is completely off every opiate medication and reengaging in life in all kinds of ways they didn't think and we didn't think was even possible, quite honestly.
Lou, well, you're bringing up some excellent points because, as you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a number of military bases, and we have a lot of soldiers, men and women, that are coming home. And there are so many of them that have seen and experienced war and have watched their comrades get blasted and killed and have experienced what most of us don't even have a clue about, unless you have been in that kind of an environment.
That's true.
And with what you have talked about here, many times family members will say, I know my husband or my wife is having problems. They might go to a counselor on base, and let's say someone's not in the military, and they talk to their minister, they talk to someone, and they say, you know, I am just beside myself. Something's wrong. I have a feeling they might be addicted to something. I have no way of being able to prove it. The person's on medication. With this program that you did, and I know Toprasin is important because so many of these soldiers and even civilians may have had physical trauma, physical injury, and this really assists because it's homeopathic, it doesn't conflict with medication, it really works with the chemistry of the individual's body. What are some of the other steps that they encourage? Did you get into the nutritional aspect? Because it's been my observation, most people that are addicted are suffering from malnutrition. I don't care whether it's drugs or alcohol. They don't eat. They do not have enough fuel for their bodies to run well. What was part of the program that was implemented? Because some of our listeners may want to find more about this.
You know, the key thing was all of those. The key thing was, you know, a lot of times because deficiencies change the complexion of a person's well-being and a sense of well-being, you know, serotonin levels, which are kind of endorphin levels, which are the kind of good chemical reactions in the body to keep you feeling really good and feeling really healthy. Without good nutrition or supplementation, there was a way for us to implement how that should look, what a person should do. We found something very interesting in terms of the same thing that happened to the alcoholic that was happening to a lot of people addicted to scripted medicine, especially narcotics, is that in the alcoholism, you know, it's like, well, what is it that people are really, craving for? What's happening in that? I mean, it's like it was almost a question that came out of left field initially when we first thought about it. And people weren't craving as alcoholics to get high as you would think. Their body was literally craving for sugar. And you know, when we looked at that, we said, you know what? Why don't we? You know, and this is something that has been done before, but not really broad based. why don't we see if we can find a way to get everybody to take L-glutamine? You know, L-glutamine is an amino acid that has everything to do with how sugars and cravings and balances of sugars start to form within a framework of, you know, what people crave for. And, of course, people do crave for what they're allergic to. So we eat somebody who's kind of consuming a whole ton of sugar is craving something because they're not getting enough, and every time they take more, they need more and more to take more and more. Mm-hmm. And so the L-glutamine, basic nutritional items that were brought into the community as far as making sure people were eating breakfast, getting especially that meal in itself, by itself, getting off all of the sugary carbonated beverages, getting really good water and getting people to drink more to get hydration. Hydration and malnutrition are the two worst problems we have, are the underlying problem for every disease state in the entire world. And so the changes in simple basic supplementation, nutrition, and helping people, obviously, from the addictive point of view to, and sometimes there was obviously some withdrawal situations. There were some other things where professionals in that end of it were really doing a fabulous job, but they reinforced, the family reinforced this basic idea of nutrition, hydration, and specific supplements that would help to address the deficiencies and what might be causing a more a bigger craving for specific areas of the brain's chemistry and the body's chemistry that produce this need for the opiate. And there within a framework of that, along with obviously with Toprosyn for the physical pain and the nerve pain and sometimes the stress-related pain, those combinations did just absolute wonders because I think that's always what we've taught. That's always what you've spoken to. You know, we don't, as much as people will consider Toprosyn products total miracles because nothing else works and ours does, and this is a cream that is not like any of the other old-fashioned ointments, and it certainly is, and when we can use this in the hospitals and as we did with these centers in place of the opiates, then we don't even have people getting there, and or we can reduce the amount of time they take them, also an incredible help. But that was how we really applied it. We had protein shakes, which are a lot easier to do than trying to make somebody a breakfast specifically, you know, the bacon and eggs and mm-hmm. all, until right. they could get to it. We started with basics, and it had an incredible impact almost immediately with the majority of people that they could start to see themselves feeling better. They had the fight got back into them so they could be fighting for it. And then guess what? They knew when, you know, with all the rest of the thing, people surrounding them and getting taking charge, they knew, again, what they were fighting for. You know, this is something that every soldier, Marine, Coast Guardman, Airman, Navy personnel, SEAL team, every one of us knows. Anybody who's been in combat knows. You've got to know what you're fighting for. And you've mm-hmm. got to know that what your mission is something that strikes your core and something you believe in. And you don't, there's no quit. There's nothing less than fighting the fight and knowing that you've got a reason. You've got a meaningful, purposeful reason for being here. And you want to make sure you declare yourself because your life is important. You weren't born to be in miserable shape and left on the side of the road like a piece of old trash. You know, this is a human being. This is somebody who counts, who made an incredible sacrifice. And this could be from a point of working hard all your life to keep your family your head above water, the roof over the head, the clothes on your back, the food on the table, for somebody who went into the miserable part of being in a war situation and coming back and then finding, you know, how lovely to find your house has been foreclosed or, you know, the money you thought you had in your retirement account has been swindled by somebody because you invested in mortgages that somebody perpetrated on you and all the other things that we could talk about for hours. But more essentially is all those things do exist. Well, guess what? So what? We mm-hmm. have to find a way to conquer those enemies because those really are the ones that insidiously crawl in somebody's head and destroy their spirit. You know, and it's when you break somebody's heart, and you destroy that spirit of life, that's how people really die the slow death. And that's where we have a lot of our people. And it's an absolute disgrace that in the United States of America, you know, with all the money that goes everywhere whenever it needs to go, that we haven't spent the appropriate amount of time to really take the time to not allow things to be perpetrated on our people for all kinds of reasons. And somewhere along the line, you know, we've all made our declaration, our line in the sand, to stop the process as much as we can and show that, you know what, you get back to basics, you unify, you get rid of the enemy, you get down to core things, you get down to core values, you do it right, you do it from your heart and from your guts and because you really care, and change the world a person at a time. You know, if it isn't fast enough for certain people, too damn bad. At the end of the day, that's all we have is each other and what we can do to help each other. And anytime anybody thinks that somebody's addicted and they're worthless because they got addicted, well, shame on that person who didn't lend a hand to help that person, because they could be in the same situation 2 days later if their circumstance was similar to that person they're just judging.
Lou, as always, it's a delight chatting with you. For those of you listening, I encourage you to go to Lou Paradise's website, and that is topicalbiomedics.com. That's T-O-P-I-C-A-L, biomedics.com. They put out a fabulous newsletter. You will find so much information that empowers you as an individual to realize that you have choices about how you take care of yourself. The problem of addiction that we have been talking about today, ways of dealing with it, this and more you'll find on their website, because this is a big concern for them. The company is dedicated to helping those that experience pain. Toprosin, which is their product, they have a product for children. It is safe for diabetics. It's patented for neuropathy. So find out more, because it really is worth investigating. I know it's touched the life of my family and many members of my family, and it's important that we pass along what we know so that we can have solutions to things that affect all of us at one time or another. And health, well, that is just absolutely priceless. So we want to make sure we have that. Lou Paradise, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. I think what we shared was very valuable. We're going to be taking a break. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprosin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprosin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprosin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprosin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprosin. Toprosin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprosin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprosin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And our telephone lines are open. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz. Won't cost you a penny. 888-627-6008. Lou Paradise, who was with me the first part of the program, is a man that is so dedicated, and he and his family both are just incredible people. But I have so much material that crosses my desk talking about these issues that it really breaks your heart. And having worked for a police department and being involved as a counselor through the years and dealing with so many families, dealing with people that have had so much go on in their lives, it's just such a pleasure to know that we have options. So many times we feel like we're stuck, that we really don't have a solution. And when we get stuck into that kind of mentality, we need to realize we've got to open our mouth. We've got to find out about who we can talk to. And I think that was one of the hardest things for me to learn many years ago, was to open my mouth and to say, I have a concern. Can you help me? I need help. How many of us go through that? If you were raised like I was, hey, kid, something's out of line, just suck it up. That's what you do. Don't cry to anybody. Don't comment on anybody. And I can remember one very emotional period that I went through when I was in my late teens. And I can remember it had to do with my job. I couldn't function. My life was just in total chaos. And I remember being talked to by a supervisor. And she was saying, Donna, we just don't think you can do this job. And all of a sudden, I just broke down. I was in tears. I was sobbing. And I remember blurting out. She just was listening to me. And somehow or another, it just, her compassion just unleashed this pain and this information about the circumstances I was going through. And I can remember how gentle she was. And she didn't in any way criticize me, but she gave me an opportunity to unload. And when I unloaded, and I hadn't meant to do that, it was just like I couldn't control it at all. And by golly, that was the beginning of the road to healing. So many times we will internalize things. We feel like we are ashamed. We're embarrassed about this, or people will think we're dirt. They'll call us names. No. If you're having challenges, if you're in a situation where you feel like you are just drowning, reach out and ask for help. Because I can guarantee you that just about everybody around you in one way or another has gone through a challenge of some kind. And nobody's going to laugh at you, and nobody's going to put you down. Now, you may come across an individual periodically that might do that. Don't give them the time of day. If you need help, seek it out. It is so important. And sometimes just talking to someone or even writing it out helps. But there's something about the human communication. We live in a world that we're distancing ourselves from interactions with people. We're distancing ourselves from the real communication that comes from heart to heart, person to person. And it really is significant. It's so very important. You can't live in a bubble. You isolate yourself, you're going to find that you can't cope with things. And when people are involved with addictions, there is this chemistry that's going on physiologically, and Lou addressed that, how important nutrition was. Would you have thought that something like L-glutamine could help you with cravings? Who knew? Why not check it out? Research things. If you have access to the internet, which I know all of you do, then use this information. Ask questions. Check out Wikipedia. Just go in and research. You have literally the libraries of the world at your fingertips. But we have to take the position of responsibility. When people are addicted, they usually don't want to do that. They'll blame everything else, everything around them. They'll disassociate from the ones that they love. They get into what I call the big-time pity pot blame game, and this doesn't work. If you have anybody in your family that is going through these patternings, I don't care what their age is, I want you to check out Al-Anon. I want you to check out Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, any of these groups, because there are people that have walked the walk of being able to beat the addiction. But they have to be mindful of it, because like a slithering worm, it can come back in and disrupt their lives again. Because it affects the physiological chemistry so strongly, it's incredible. I've seen this happen with clients and with family members. It is absolutely a real thing. So remember, you do have choice. Don't ever forget that. And sometimes there may be someone in your life that is a blooming mess. You cannot fix them. They're going to have to take the position of responsibility for themselves. But when they're willing to do that, be supporters of that, and realize that maybe this is a journey they're going to have to go through. Maybe it's going to make them a better person. But I so appreciate Lou sharing time with us because, again, this is a man that has a big heart, and he sincerely cares, and he walks the walk. He's been there. He's done that. He's known so many things, so many effects, and he really wants to make a difference. So check out the website, toprisin.com, T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N.com, or topicalbiomedics.com. History. You all know if you listen to the show regular enough, I really enjoy history. And it seems like as I get older, I appreciate it even more. I loved it when I was a kid. But I have the good fortune, because of doing this daily radio show, of having so many different points of information regarding history that cross my desk. Well, this one point of information I thought I would share with you today, because to me, it just made me chuckle. Do any of you remember the show Dallas? Guess what? This show, which was a soap opera, I love the clothes, but it was a soap opera. Do you know that because of this show, a dictator was overthrown? Let me tell you the story about this. Now, those of you that are familiar with Dallas know how popular it was. Oh, my goodness. It was on for years. However, where it really made a difference was in Romania. That's right. It was a communist country ruled by a dictator. Now, how in the world did it get past the censorship? Well, with the help from the Dallas leading man, J.R. Ewing. Now, what happened? J.R. Ewing was portrayed, as we all know, as this awful, awful oil baron, the epitome of greed, selfishness, self-centeredness, the epitome of every negative quality of a human being. He had it. Well, apparently, the people in government that did the censoring thought this was an anti-capitalist show. That's right. That's what they thought. I bet you they fell in love with the characters, though. That's probably the reason that they allowed it to be on the air. Well, in 1979, Dallas was shown in Romania, and it was just inspiration to those people that had been under the communist thumb for most of their lives. Well, somewhere, someone in the government decided in 1981 that this was not a good show for the Romanian people to watch. However, it had had its effect. People watching the depiction of Western life really grabbed. This show grabbed their imaginations, and in 1989, the dictator was overthrown during a public uprising. And do you know, Larry Hagman, who played that despicable character, he visited Romania many years later, and the people thought he was a hero. He was their inspiration. He was the catalyst that made them say, I want to be free. And he was interviewed after he had been in Romania. He said, people from Bucharest came up to me on the street with tears in their eyes saying, JR saved our country. A fictional character changed the history of a nation. Donna Sebo here. I know we're going to be taking a break in just a minute. Hey, give me a call if you'd like for me to give you some intuitive insights into your life. And if you have a specific question, you're welcome to ask that code, too. 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment. Oh, before I go, I want to say we're going to be talking about Healing from Heaven by Daniel Ryan tomorrow. And on Friday, we're going to be honoring a woman, a colonel. Beverly Thompson is going to be my guest. We'll be talking about this incredible woman, this soldier, who affected the lives of tens of thousands of other individuals. We'll be back after this.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprisin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprisin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprisin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Americans are known for being a very mobile society. I mean, I can't tell you, and you don't have to be in the military either. Lots of times people are relocating because of jobs, or maybe they decide they're going to retire from a particular lifestyle and they move to a different location because they want to have a different lifestyle. Well, statistics show that the average American moves about 12 times. Now, this is the time of the year when a lot of you are on the move. This is the time of year, the weather's nice, and it's a good time to be able to make that move. Well, here are a few tips. And by the way, I'm going to have a wonderful guest next month who is going to be giving us really the insider tips because that's his business. But you want to be sure that if you're moving, these few tips can really help you save money. Now, when you hire a moving company, you want to make sure that this moving company has liability coverage in case anything gets damaged. I can recall seeing a moving van that was going through a particular freeway system, and it ended up losing control, and everything in that van was over on the side of the road. It was an 18-wheel rig, and by golly, it had been flipped over, so you know everything inside the container was really shaken up badly, if not broken. So as soon as you move, once you've got the moving van, they've moved you. As soon as you move and you get into your new place, you want to check all of your appliances and electronics to make sure they still work. You have a limited time when you're using a moving company to make a claim and get reimbursed. If you discover an item is broken after the period is up, you've got to replace it yourself. Their liability coverage is over. Also, be sure that you have plenty of insurance on your items, because if something is broken, damaged, your insurance is also going to cover it. But you want to make sure that you're dealing with a company, again, that has good liability. Keep your receipts. Now, with a job, if you were transferred, you may be able to use the cost that you incurred with moving as part of your expenses with taxes. So you need to see if you qualify. Number one, your CPA, tax accountant, will be able to advise you. But keep all of your documentation in a safe place. And when you're moving, and this is so important, about 2 weeks prior to your move, you want to submit a change of address form at the post office. And once you've relocated, you want to send a postcard to your old address to confirm that your mail is being forwarded. Many times people are moving and something happens, there's a glitch, the mail is not forwarded to them. And I've known people that this has happened to, and it is a bear. So this is a very safe way for you to take care of this so that you know if you have mailed yourself a postcard and you don't get it with a return address sticker on it or a change of address sticker, you need to resubmit the change of address request. Now, you need to know the post office will only forward your mail for 6 months, so you need to submit a new change of address form 6 months after your move. How many times do you think of that? 6 months after your move, so you don't miss important pieces of mail that only come once a year. Think about it. You've got insurance policies, whatever. So it's not just when you're getting ready to move, but also 6 months after your move. Put that postcard into the post office. Also, you want to be sure that you contact your insurance companies because regulations differ from state to state. Don't forget your car and health insurance companies. You might have to have a new policy because some of these policies may not be applicable in the state that you live in. So, depending on where you move, too, you might find you also are going to get cheaper rates. So all of these things are very important. I just thought I would share that with you. It's that time of year. Oh, I forgot to ask you to get a pad of paper and a pen because I have got a recipe for a chocolate praline layer cake. I am a person that believes if you're going to have something really scrumptious, enjoy it for heaven's sake. If you're like most of us and you're trying to keep your waistline trim, you go, oh, gee whiz, Donna, why are you giving out some of these things? You know they're going to put 5 inches on my hips. No, you're not supposed to consume the whole thing. What you're supposed to do is know it's okay to enjoy these aspects. And this is a chocolate praline layer cake. Now, this is something special for parties or just for maybe even a birthday party. If you got a friend that's a chocoholic, this is good. And this recipe won a grand prize. So, oh, this is just amazing. You got that pad of paper and pen handy? Okay, here we go. This is the listing of ingredients for the cake, and I'll also give you a listing of ingredients for the topping on the cake. Now, you're going to need a half a cup of butter, room temperature, please, half a cup of butter, a quarter of a cup of whipping cream. Be sure you use the whipping cream. Don't put any of this no-fat, no low-fat stuff. You need a 1 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, dark or light, doesn't make any difference, just 1 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 3/4 of a cup of coarsely chopped pecans. Now, I'll tell you, if you don't like pecans, put in walnuts. You might even want to try almonds. Depends on what your favorite nut is. I bet you this would be delicious with a macadamia. Anyway, the recipe says pecans. You need 1 package of Pillsbury Moist Supreme Devil's Food Cake Mix. That's a Supreme Devil's Food Cake Mix. And then you need 1/3 cup of oil, and you need 3 eggs. All ingredients are to be at room temperature. For your topping, these are the ingredients, 1 3/4 cups of whipping cream, 1/4 cup of confectionery sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and you're going to need some, well, maybe about 16 pecan halves, and if you want, you can use chocolate curl, take a chocolate bar, plain chocolate bar, dark chocolate is my preference, and use a potato peeler and make those chocolate curls. Anyway, here you go. This is how simple it is. Your oven needs to be preheated to 325 degrees. In a small pot, you want to put your butter, your 1/4 cup of cream, and brown sugar. You cook it over low heat just until the butter is melted. You want to stir it occasionally. You pour it into 2 9- or 8-inch round cake pans. Sprinkle evenly with your chopped pecans. In a large bowl, you want to put your cake mix, 1 1/4 cups of water, your oil, and your eggs. And you beat those at low speed until they're nice, moistened, everything's moistened in the ingredients. And then you beat it for 2 minutes at medium speed. And then you carefully spoon the batter over your pecan or your nut mixture. Now, you're going to bake it for 35 to 40 minutes until the cake springs back. When you touch it lightly, you may want to use a cake tester. You cool it for 5 minutes, remove it from the pans, and then cool 1 hour. You need to make sure the cake's completely cool. Now, don't forget, I neglected to say, spray your pans with a nonstick cooking spray before you put the items in it. Now, in a small bowl, you're going to beat, for the topping, 1 3/4 cups of cream until the soft peaks form. You add your confectionery sugar and vanilla. Continue to whip that cream until it gets real stiff. You place 1 cake later on a layer on a serving plate, praline side up, spread it with half the whipped cream, top it with a second layer, praline side up, spread the top with the remaining whipped cream, garnish it with your pecans and chocolate curls, and store it in the refrigerator. Yum! Yes. I haven't tested it to see if you could do it the day before, but the cream, the whipped cream with the sugar, it might make it for the day before, and then that way you'd have it all ready made for your party or event, whatever it might be. Good stuff. Chocolate. What is it? Chocolate is cheaper than therapy and you don't need an appointment. Do you like it? I do. This is Donna Siebel. I know we're out of time. Remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Never forget that you are the person that makes choices in your life about how you are going to work with things. And if ever you find yourself in a dilemma, don't forget to ask for help. Ask questions. Open your mouth and realize that you have the choice of speaking up, speaking out, making a difference not just in your life, but maybe in other people's lives as well, because you are significant. You're here for a reason, and you do make a difference. Have a magnificent day. This is Donna Sebo. Join me tomorrow, where we find out about healing from heaven. Have a magnificent day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.